Okay. Sissy, what was your Betty name and what did you do in the Bettys?
I think I was Betty Ford and I played rhythm guitar and vocals.
And trumpet.
And trumpet. No, guys, you can't go out. Stay there.
Are you talking to your dogs?
Yeah.
Okay. Where are you now and what are you doing?
I'm in Delaware. I own a furniture store with my partner, and I am sitting in my jammies in my living room.
Okay. And what, you doing anything in music or musical theater these days?
Yeah, I do. I do a lot of musical theater, and I do a lot of photography and video.
Okay. And Jennifer told me about this little movie you made, Little Piggy with the Top Hat On.
Little Piggy with the Top Hat On.
Yes. And is it okay if I put that on the CD? Because I asked Jennifer to send it to me.
Oh, that's my parrot. Sure.
Okay. Since you're moving and everything's packed up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you give me a brief synopsis of your life from the time the Bettys, which only lasted 9 months, and I think it ended in 1982, and so we've got like 23 years to cover.
Wowie. I moved to Provincetown. Jennifer, you there? I had a call coming through. I moved to Provincetown. Jennifer followed me there. We played music there for a few years together in different bands. There's a lot of things going on in this background here today. And then I moved to New York, where I worked in the museum industry for a while, did some, worked in movie industry for a while, doing prop work and stuff. And then...
That was New York City, right?
Yeah, and then I moved to Philly, where I started doing a lot of musical theater, working with kids a lot and mentoring them in musical theater, which is good, was good for them. And then now I moved to Delaware and bought a house and opened a business, and that's where I am.
That's fabulous. So Jennifer told me that when she was in Provincetown during that period that you were there, that you two had, I don't know, a couple bands or a band or whatever. Do you remember the names of any of them? Or
I think that we were... We had a hard time settling on a name for that band, and I think it was called Spank the Eggman, but I could be wrong.
Okay. And you said you have some demos from that. You and Jennifer put together
Jennifer
some.
Jennifer should actually have her hands on some of those. I know I have them, but they're probably in really bad condition someplace.
So you guys were still writing songs together and performing?
Oh, yeah.
And who else was in that band?
A guy named Jeff, and I think the other guy's name was Dave.
Okay.
Been a while.
Okay. So is there anything about the Bettys that you especially miss?
I don't miss the Bettys. That was a fun time for me. And I look back on it, you know, with fond memories of all of my gals. But I don't miss them. I enjoyed it when it was happening.
Okay. And you don't have any idea where Lynn O'Kickey is, because
no.
I've been able to contact everybody else from the Bettys except her.
No, I don't have any clue, and I really don't know where to begin to track, how to begin to track her down. It's a shame, though. I kind of like to know where everybody is. I kept track of everybody else. I don't talk to them much. I talk to Jennifer, but I know through Jennifer what everybody's doing, so that's good.
Okay. So, you also told me in a previous conversation that the Bettys have a video, which I was surprised to hear. And I actually talked to Jennifer last night, and I mentioned to her, and she apparently hadn't even thought about that in a long time.
Yeah, there's a really solid video that was put together by a filmmaker in Kent. I would love to get my hands on it and see it. And I know Carolyn must have it. Somebody has it.
Okay, well, my two goals now are to dig that video up and somehow find Lynn O'Kickey.
Right.
Okay. Well, this is, there is a whole bunch of noise going on in the, in your background. I like that a lot.
It's my parrot.
It sounds like you're having, a busy, active, noisy life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very much so.